This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. The latest challenger to Twitter is set to arrive tomorrow. Threads is a new social messaging platform from Meta, which also controls Instagram and Facebook. This is one of many attempts to replace an ailing Twitter, whose users, at least the remaining ones, are becoming increasingly frustrated with the platform's changes and sometimes self-inflicted challenges. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has more on what exactly Threads is up against and what it has that other upstarts don't.
28-year-old New Yorker Isaac Lee used to be super into Twitter. Ever since Elon Musk took over, he's been more and more done with it.
I would say it was used originally for like connecting with people and random thoughts and even like learning about quick headlines, but none of those three things seem functional or like as useful as it used to be.
His feed doesn't show him what he wants to see anymore, and he says he will absolutely not pay for Twitter Blue. That's the subscription service with extra features like the ability to edit tweets.
I think it's stupid.
Over the weekend, Twitter imposed limits on how many tweets users can view. That did not do the company any favors among users.
Twitter is severely wounded.
Jasmine Enberg is a principal analyst with Insider Intelligence.
Meta's Threads could deliver another major blow.
Out of all the challengers looking to push Twitter off its perch, Mastodon, Blue Sky, Truth Social, Discord, Tumblr, Noster, Threads has the most going for it, Enberg says. One of those things is Instagram, with an estimated 2.5 billion monthly active users.
Meta only needs roughly 1 in 4 Instagram users to use Threads monthly to make it as big as Twitter.
Threads is going to be connected to Instagram, and Meta doesn't need to convert Twitter's most diehard users, just some famous ones. Brian Weiser is principal of Madison and Wall Strategic Consultancy.
If a Kardashian, any one of them, or any of the top soccer players in the world, or Beyonce, or any of them start regularly using it starting tomorrow, I think it's inevitable that it will take off. But it's not a given that that happens.
Some users have trust issues when it comes to their privacy and the data Meta collects from them. And people accustomed to Twitter's almost anything goes culture may not find that in a more family-friendly community standards realm of Instagram. But if there is a moment when a newcomer could break through, Weiser says it is now. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.